This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Well, not a lot of people have gotten more press recently than Britney Spears and her dad, other than maybe J-Lo and Ben Affleck. I don't know. They're getting a lot of press as well. But Britney has been in the press a lot because she's been in court multiple times this year over her conservatorship. And I've been really interested in this story, both as it relates to her situation, but also because of how it relates to any of us, whether we could potentially need a guardianship or conservatorship at some point in our lives, if maybe we would need to act as one for a disabled or elderly family member for some reason. And in Britney's case, she's asked for changes to this conservatorship, and she wants more say in her medical care and her freedoms. And she told the court that every part of her life has been controlled, her diet, how many hours she's working a week. And I think it was shocking to many of us who assumed, at least I did, that the only thing really being controlled was her money, when in fact, it was a lot of her free will and decision-making that had been taken away from her due to this conservatorship. And now, due to her complaints about how her requests are being handled, her attorney has resigned. And not only has the attorney resigned, but Bessemer Trust also resigned as the estate's co-conservator. Now, Bessemer Trust is a wealth management firm that was supposed to become the co-conservator on her nearly $60 million estate, but they don't want to be involved anymore. And, you know, in part, it's because Britney Spears has called the conservatorship that she's been placed into 13 years ago abusive. And her case brings up perhaps wider questions on conservatorships and guardianships in general, and what can they do, and what do they mean financially? And the point of these types of arrangements in general is to protect the individual if they are unable to or cannot make decisions for themselves. And while for many, that's good protection, advocates for people with disabilities have questioned the need for them in other cases. And I mean, the arrangements are intended to support people who are incapacitated or incapable of making their own decisions. But advocates for people with disabilities say that these guardianships have just been used far too broadly. And then once the guardianship is imposed, as we've seen with Britney, it can be really difficult to undo or make changes. Now, today, about 1.3 million people live in these types of guardianships in America. Often, it's used for older Americans who can't manage their affairs any longer, but also it's many younger people, including those with intellectual or developmental disabilities. And studies suggest that the number of people in such arrangements has more than tripled in the past three decades. Guardianships can be often permanent and are really poorly understood by the people who are subjected to them. Some states make a distinction between guardianship, which is control over all aspects of a person's life, and conservatorship, which mainly controls financial matters. But either type of arrangement can involve a wide degree or level of control. Under some guardianships, people can lose the right to marry, to vote, to drive, or to seek employment or to retain employment. Guardians are often selected by the court and not by the person under the guardianship. Only 14 states require that those guardians obtain some sort of credentials for the role. And according to many states' laws, guardianships are meant to be a last resort. But in practice, advocates for people with disabilities say that they are imposed without considering other options. And then, of course, as I said, ending the guardianship is really difficult in many places. It can be expensive. It can be time-consuming. And, of course, many people just don't know where to begin. And they're not empowered to hire a lawyer for themselves while under the guardianship to try to make changes or adjustments to it. And there are less restrictive arrangements that can be used instead of a guardianship in certain cases, like supported decision-making, where you select one or a few trusted advisors to help you make a decision. This option will allow your doctor, your financial planner, your attorney to accept your decision while communicating with your advisor as well for consensus decision-making. And here at Edelman Financial Engines, we offer our clients the option to add a trusted individual on their account, or even just simply an authorized individual, someone that we can reach out to or speak to about your financial matters if we're concerned about a decision or a request, or if we feel that just a third party, you know, a family member or a friend should be involved for some reason. But it is someone that you as a client have expressly and explicitly directed to us that is a person who can help make those decisions or a person that we can talk to. Another alternative is giving someone a power of attorney. Now, that document authorizes someone to make certain choices on your behalf, sometimes only for a certain period of time. You know, say you're going to be having a medical procedure and you feel that you may be out of commission for a couple weeks. Well, you might want to give your spouse a temporary power of attorney. Another is an advanced medical directive where you indicate what you want to be done if you became incapacitated in the future. And each of these options give you the choice to choose who you want to act on your behalf or who would make decisions on your behalf. And these are both often documents that are added as part of an entire estate plan. That would be along with a will, maybe a trust or multiple trusts. And if you think that you need this, talk with an estate attorney and make sure that you have all the documents you need. And if you have them, also, please make sure that they're up to date and they still say what you want them to. Because if they're 20 years old, you might need to review them or even update them. And my bet is that your life is a lot different than it was 20 years ago, if that's when you had the documents written. Give us a call at 888-PLAN-RICK, 888-752-6742, or at rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and/or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results.